are here with Monique Morden.
Yes.
From Lendified.
Hi.
In beautiful British Columbia, Whistler, British Columbia, at the Solero FinTech Conference. How are you?
I am good. It's a great event here.
It is.
Yeah.
It is. How's it going so far?
It's going great. Solero's done a great job. We, just a couple hours ago, were part of the FinTech Innovator Awards.
I saw you on stage. Good job.
Thank you very much. Yeah, it was tough competition, so we'll see who wins, but it's great exposure for all of us. Okay. Really friendly sort of ecosystem in the FinTech space, and love that Solero's trying to give us exposure and profile and facilitate us working with all these great credit unions that are here.
Indeed. Yeah. Other than your time on stage, are there any highlights or anything that you want to point out that you've kind of gathered during your stay here?
Yeah, well, I think the keynote this morning, Jason Bates, was awesome. And because I'm a technology company, totally speaks to me. Mm-hmm. And I think we don't try to pretend we're a bank or a credit union or a financial institution. We're a software company. That's what we do. It's really hard to build software, and it's never done. So I think it's good for that message that he gave to credit unions about, so how do you innovate and how do you leverage these partners and push your technology along, but don't try to do it all yourself, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Just get started, though. Baby steps and find good partners.
Yes. That type of stuff. Exactly. Okay. Yeah. And that's what we do in software. It's all baby steps, iterative process, learn as you go, course correct. So, yeah.
Oh boy, the process of that. All right, the topic that you want to talk about really piqued my interest, human-infused AI. Can you expand on this, please?
I could talk forever on this. So we have a product that we call an AI adjudicator. So we're all about helping manage risk and make decisions on lending, small business lending, consumer lending, whatever it might be. And what we are trying to do is automate that process and do what a human would do, but to a certain point.
Okay.
So we do some auto decisioning. So it's like a frictionless customer experience.
That word. Okay.
That's right, to pull all of that information in, go to all these third-party APIs, have all this data, and make a decision that a human would make. But what I say, we kind of triage. So what the AI adjudicator will do is it'll say, here's the ones you should say yes to for sure. Here's the ones you should say no to. And there's going to be a gray zone where then get the human in. So we've automatically made things more efficient. We've got all the information that's there for them. We've done it in a standardized way so that you can still have a human who's part of that process for maybe the tougher cases, because you can't automate absolutely everything.
Right.
So we're trying to get the low-hanging fruit, and we're trying to make people more efficient. And also, I think the sort of human-infused part of it is that for the member experience, people don't want to talk to a robot. They still want...
Very true.
Yeah. So they still want a brand there. They're working with any one of these credit unions for a reason. Either, there's some history there, or it's the people that are there, or the products. So when you have these systems in place, that still has to come across. And you still have to have a way where the person can interact with the member, but you use this technology to assist them, to help them. So that's where, part of what we do is automation, but we still want the people involved, and we're just trying to help the members in a more efficient way.
So is it finding that proper balance, or how they complement each other, how the human complements the AI and the AI complements the human interaction, I guess?
Yeah, I mean, our product was developed based on the existing workflow that was there, right? So we looked at the processes and then thought, how can we use technology to help this? So it started with, what's the human process?
Right.
How can technology go in and make this better, maybe change it a little bit? And we still regularly, so we talk to all of our clients every month and we get feedback and we say, what would help you next, right?
Okay.
So when we put a feature in, it's not that the staff are thinking, oh, I'm being replaced. They're like, oh, great, they put that in. That's helping automate that part of it so that they can do higher value stuff, which might be giving you more advice that's too complicated for, a system to do. and creating those relationships and deeper connection. Mm-hmm. So that's okay. Where I see there's a lot of human elements to the technology.
I like how this works hand in hand here, because I mean I think people still, there's still nothing better than a face-to-face meeting, yeah. Even though we're living in this digital age right yeah. now. Everyone's digitizing your shop, so to speak.
That's
so
right.
But this right here still is very, very, very effective.
Yeah. And so we did a Van Cities using our software, and they did research with their members. And one of the most interesting things that I found is that for even people who were turned down, didn't qualify, mm-hmm. they had a high satisfaction rate because they found out right away. Mm-hmm. And it was the account managers at Van City that were helping to deliver that message and sort of go, what's the next step? Mm-hmm. So like, you didn't qualify now, but you might qualify here. So it's like, beautiful. you're not left hanging.
Right.
And there's still that interaction that's in there, right?
It's yeah. almost incentive as well. It's like, okay, well, if I do this and this, then I will
that's
qualify
right.
that type of thing.
Right.
So there's not,
yeah.
it's not just a flat no, get out the door.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, you don't qualify now, but if you do this and this, you're yeah. in.
And I think where the industry is going is to more advisory. So whether
yeah,
it's
I agree.
On the consumer mm-hmm. side with like, what should you invest in mm-hmm. or how do you do your mortgage, on the SMB side, there's a huge amount. So I always say small business owners are passionate about what they do, but they're not always good at finances.
Correct.
And not good at cash flow. And so I think with our tool and other tools, the credit unions can really help them. And
yeah.
they're the backbone of our economy.
Like indeed.
They're the
mm-hmm.
biggest segment.
Yeah.
And they're kind of the underdog. They need this help, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
To get them.
So cool. So cool.
Yeah.
All right, let's look at it from the credit union perspective.
Yep.
What are the benefits here for the credit union? Obviously, I'm thinking, gosh, you know, it just creates greater value
yeah.
in the members or the small businesses side. So what
yeah,
else is there?
Yeah, so there's a few things. As you can think of, it's more cost efficient. It's less time.
Mm-hmm.
So that means usually in the credit union space, they can increase their capacity.
Mm-hmm.
So they can process more applications faster,
mm-hmm.
Talk to more clients, more, you know, more members, and engage with them instead of having this big long sort of
mm-hmm.
queue that's waiting there.
Mm-hmm.
Better customer experience,
mm-hmm.
all that sort of jazz. And then what we provide also is helping them to digest all of that information that's in there. So we kind of have traffic lights. We call it a white box, not a black box.
Okay.
So you provide the information. We'll have, you know, red, yellow, green to just say, hey, they're good here. They're not so good here. And
mm-hmm.
they're like their debt service coverage ratio is negative. Their cash flow is, operating cash flow is negative. Like, talk to them about
mm-hmm.
that. So it's those sort of things that we can really, you know, help the credit union
mm-hmm.
staff with
mm-hmm.
and have a consistent kind of analysis and experience.
Mm-hmm.
So that's another thing is the human bias. So everyone will do it a little bit different.
Right.
So this sort of gives, you know, a standardized way to look at it. And we have little information things and, you know, tools and tips and a help section
there.
Oh, awesome. Because staff will be, some are super experienced, like lunch today, there's a guy who's been doing small business lending for, you know, 20 years. He
mm-hmm.
could do it in his sleep.
Mm-hmm.
But then you have brand new people who don't have that experience built into their DNA.
Right.
So
right.
you need ways to help them
gotcha.
Still provide a high level of service. So that's part of what our AI adjudicator does.
As you're talking, I'm thinking, this is fantastic stuff.
Yeah.
Obviously, it's very exciting. We live in really exciting times right now.
Yeah.
But there are still some folks that are sitting on the fence when it comes to AI. Because, I mean, there's, I don't want to say there's fear with it, but there's like,
yeah.
Just don't really know that too much about it. Do I really want to go down that road? What are some hurdles in kind of, I don't want to say convincing a credit union to do this, or just like educate them, I guess, educating
yeah.
them.
Yeah.
What are some hurdles there?
I think it's a really good point, because you can use AI for good, you can use it for evil.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're all about sort of, you know, ethical lending as well.
Mm-hmm.
So you see a lot of very aggressive lenders that are out there. And I know in the credit union space, both on the consumer side and on the SMB side, they want to do what's right for them. So we've really built our product that it's all about, don't offer them more that they can afford. You know, how do you help them understand their finances and et cetera that way.
Mm-hmm.
So, but the other part is there's, you have to be able to explain what your AI is doing. So
mm-hmm.
if it's this nebulous thing, then
mm-hmm.
that is not good, especially
right.
for risk people.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
So we have sort of different components of AI. So the AI and the workflow that we have is really, you know, I don't want to say anything too sophisticated. It's automated sort of processes that are there, made it slicker and way easier and faster, mm-hmm. but it's not anything you can't understand, mm-hmm. right? So, mm-hmm. okay, the loan agreement gets signed, it's in there, I can approve this, right. I can edit this, all that sort of stuff. But the AI on all the categorization and the financial analysis, that's where a lot of our IP is. Mm-hmm. But again, it can be explained. It's not that different from what's being done. It's mm-hmm. just that we've been able to automate that. Mm-hmm. Right. So you have to, I think, when it comes to AI, be able to explain those components mm-hmm. and make them realize that it is still tangible. Mm-hmm. It's not, some weird robot. Yeah.
Maybe it's semantics, you know? Maybe it's like AI equals automation, that type of thing, you know? Maybe it's just the language.
Maybe it should be IA, intelligent automation.
There you go. Yeah. All right. Trademark. All right. I know you got a lot to do here, but I have one more question for you. Okay. The credit union connection here, and then maybe a bit of advice and getting started in this world, because AI is still a really new thing to a lot of people. So any advice in the connection there?
Yeah, I mean, I think is stay open to new ideas. All of these fintechs that are out here are super open and, you know, willing to help educate and talk about ad nauseum about their products.
Mm-hmm. It's exciting.
So like if you're not sure, go and talk. The other thing is there's lots of ways. We have what we call like a standalone install of our product mm-hmm. so that you can control testing it out and trying it out. Mm-hmm. So you don't have to plug it right into everything away. Cool. So you can control how many people use it, mm-hmm. both in terms of your staff and your members that are coming through. So I think that's good. It's good for any client that's there. But in the credit union space, as they're trying to figure this out, being able to test technology out, try it out, get feedback from your members and from your staff, I think is probably my advice mm-hmm. is don't be afraid, find ways to, and this is what technology always is about in building software is be agile, try it. If it doesn't work, try something else. Right. If it does work, you know, go down that path. Okay. So go in baby steps and iterate.
Great advice. Monique, thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
Well done. Good job up there. Awesome. And I look forward to visiting again on this. I love talking AI. So it's a lot of fun.